Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have three guests with us from BPW, and they are Margaret Sontag, Jackie Wickey, and Janice Brown. So good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
I like that trio. And we're going to start with Jackie because you have your craft show coming up again.
We sure do. It's coming up fast. It's our spring one, and it's Saturday, March 31st.
You know, the weather tells us it's April, but it's still March.
I'm moving into the next month already, yes. But March 31st on Saturday out at the community center.
And how about vendors? And tell
us we've had a great response again this year. Every year it seems like it's better and better. Our spring show is usually smaller, but this year we have right now right at 40 different vendors, but we've got at least 50 to 60 spaces sold. So a lot of those have multiple spaces. So
and
we'll have a crowd.
Anybody new that you know of?
Lots of different new things.
Really?
I've got lots of different things. We're going to have a gal that's going to give manicures with her beauty control. And there's going to be a gal doing face painting, so bring the kids. And there's another one that is going to do like 15-minute or massages, you know, just small massages that way. She's going to have a chair set up and give massages.
Okay. So don't just think crafts. Think a good time.
That's right. Just come for everything because we've got a lot of home.
Kind of decor
home,
things?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No.
Home-based businesses, what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Party Light, Shackley, Tastefully Simple, Scentsy, Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Juice Plus. Plus all of our different crafters that we're going to have some wood products, books, apron towels, yard art. So we're all into that right now. Candles, t-shirts, sweatshirts, barn board furniture. That was something new last fall, and he's coming back.
Oh, and they were, that caught a lot of people's eye.
Bakery items, so it'll be right before Easter, so you can get some of your baked goods. And paintings. So lots of different things.
Wow, yeah. So as I said, think wide. Don't just think about when you think crafts, you know, sometimes we have a narrow picture. You got a lot of stuff going on. And you mentioned bakery goods, but you also have lunch, right?
We sure do. The lunch stand will be open. And we're going to have Sloppy Joe's, the hot dogs, sloppy dogs, ham salad sandwiches, potato salad, and of course our pies.
All right. Okay, and this is all happening on March 31st. What are the hours?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And there's a place?
Cass County Community Center, and there's a 50-cent admission, and that will be get you available for all of our door prizes that we'll give out about every half hour.
I was going to say, you give a lot of those away.
We sure do.
Yeah, and you never know what kind of neat thing you're going to get, so really fun. And we'll come back and talk a little more, but before we do that, I know one of the things that you do with the money that you bring in is give some scholarships, so we're going to have Margaret talk about scholarships.
Okay.
And, of course, this is all BPW related.
Yes, it is. The Atlantic BPW is awarding a $1,000 scholarship to a resident of Cass County and gives financial aid to a man or a woman needing education to either re-enter the workforce, gain additional education for a career, or meet some educational requirements for their employment, or to continue education that maybe was interrupted while they had a family or some other reason. And these applications must be submitted by April 1st. And BPW Iowa is awarding several $1,000 scholarships to a man or a woman who is a resident of Iowa. And this applicant must be a non-traditional student who is a United States citizen, has been out of the workforce and wants or needs to go back to work but needs additional education, has completed high school 5 or more years ago and now wants to start to resume their college education, and demonstrates financial need, scholastic ability, leadership skills, and career goals. And this application must be postmarked by March 31st. Now, the Atlantic BPW also manages a $500 Collins Scholarship. And this is available to a female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County in Iowa who is pursuing a degree in computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or engineering. Now, the student may be of any age and attend school full or part-time. And this application must also be submitted by April 1st. And you may contact Becky Bonney, who is the BPW Scholarship Chairman, at 254-0838 for an application. Now, just a little bit of information on this Collin Scholarship. Penny Collin, who was a 1968 Exire High School graduate, funds this. And she went into the computer field after she graduated, and at that time it was pretty much dominated by men. And she went to a business school, and she went to work for Bell Telephone at that time. She was only the second woman that was promoted to middle management in the technology department. And she's continued her education throughout while she was employed, and she now holds an MBA from Creighton University. And she has been very successful, and she wants to give back to some women. She wants them to get into this field, and she's actually only one of only 9 IT financial management practitioners to receive the Decade of Excellence Award from the ITFM Association. And she's also recognized nationally for her skills. So we're glad to have her fund this scholarship.
Yeah, excellent. Has she ever given a presentation to BPW that, you know, I'm just thinking it sounds like she must be a pretty remarkable person.
Yes, she has. And she's been through all the, you know, the discrimination and all that kind of thing throughout her years, and especially, you know, back then it was pretty much male-dominated in the computer field, and she works for IBM now, and she's tried to retire, but she keeps getting calls.
Well, and think about the changes, not only in her life, but think about the changes in technology that she's had to keep up with. You know, you said she starts with Bell Telephone, now it's IBM, and all the changes in between. What a challenge that has to be.
Oh, yes, but she's up to the challenge.
Oh,
she loves the challenge.
Great,
so.
Great. We're visiting with Margaret Sontag, Jackie Wicke, and Janice Brown, and you just heard Margaret talk about the scholarships. Again, those are both due right at the end of the month, basically the same time.
Yes, the two that we have are April 1st that are due, and the state scholarship must be postmarked by March 31st. And again, Becky Bonney at 254-0838 is the one to contact for an application.
I'm guessing if you know a BPW member, any one of these three or others, they could get you to Bonnie also, because you need those applicants. And it's kind of neat that it's not necessarily a high school senior or whatever. I mean, they need help too, but this is great when you're getting back into the workforce.
Right. There's applications out at the hospital and at the schools and Iowa Western.
Okay, great. So, that's good to know, too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we want to move to Janice, and we've sort of been talking about money, Janice, in terms of the craft show and in terms of scholarships. You're going to talk about money in another way.
Yes, but before I do that, I just want to say that 50-some years ago, I received a BPW scholarship that allowed me to go to nursing school, so local scholarships have been around a long time. This was in another state. Uh-huh. But without that help, I wouldn't be where I was today. So we're glad to help others along the way.
Probably one of the reasons you've been such a determined, supportive member of BPW.
Right.
Because you've been a great member. You've been the state president.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and lots of other offices. So I know that you really believe in BPW. And I'm guessing that's kind of where you got your start.
Yes, I had never heard of it till I was approached about a scholarship. So, yes, business and professional women is what BPW stands for.
Yes.
And BPW, and also, we're not alone, AAUW, American Association of University Women, and other organizations recognize Equal Pay Day. Now, this year it is on April the 17th, and that means that women must work that much longer, from January the 1st till April the 17th, to equal men's pay in a year. On the average, women receives 23 cents less per hour. That's overall, and this is a very scientific analysis they did. This is it didn't take nurses. They took nurses in all fields and compared them. And they took store clerks in all fields. So
across the board are employed. And women's employment, of course, varies just as men's do. But, you know, we used to talk about that glass ceiling. We don't hear those terms anymore, but I think it's still kind of there.
It is there. And the biggest gap now is with CEOs, the head of organizations. That now, you know, now you get, say if you're a nurse, the job description decides the pay, the job description and the experience. Men or women, it would be the same. But now we see more discrimination at the top than we have before, or at least we know about it more than we did before.
Yeah, that's there. Well, women in those positions are still pretty unusual, so that's one reason we probably hear more about it.
Yes.
And see, there was another question I wanted to ask you about that Equal Pay Day. Actually, there's been some legislation that's kind of helped that whole situation, hasn't there?
Yes. There have been legislation, and there'll probably be still more legislation.
Okay. We want to thank you all, but Jackie, you got to quickly remind us of the craft show.
Okay, Saturday, March 31st from 9 to 3 out at the 4-H grounds at the Cass County Community Center. Come on out and check out all of the vendors and all of the things that we have going, and stop and have lunch with us, because everything that we make from that day goes to fund our scholarships and all the community projects that we do throughout the year.
Okay, we want to thank all of you for being here today, Margaret Sontag, Jackie Wickey, and Janice Brown. And how about this? Children can bring much happiness into a home, but what they usually bring is a bunch of dogs, cats, and the like.